Welcome, listeners, to Advanced Radio, and we are beginning the month of April, and we have a career article for you. It's called Hire and Retain. Now, when we think of our career, we're often thinking about things like time management or project management, but this month we're looking at just different issues that may be occurring in the workplace, and we hope that our tips will help you, or at least make you think about some things in your career. Now, I have with me some great panelists, and so let's find out who they are today. I feel like it's a mystery every time because our listeners can't see you, but it's not till you actually say something, and then they have to guess who is it. Well, to my left, I have...
Hello, everyone. This is Carolyn.
Or is it?
Yeah. Did you get that right? Who did you think was on the show today? Well, Carolyn, it's not often that we get to have you come on our shows, but today is one of those days.
Yes, I'm very excited to get to be on the program today. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to a great lesson.
Thank you for leaving Let's Talk in a studio classroom to join us on Advanced.
For a moment.
For a moment. That's true. Yes. We're allowed to borrow you for a short moment. And then we need to give her back. And did you guess the other voice? We have a male panelist with us on the show today. Who is it?
Hi, everyone. It's Albert. And I look forward to today's lesson. I always learn something teaching alongside my coworkers.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we were discussing before we began recording how much we learn just from doing the articles, whether we're editing the articles or proofing the articles for our listeners and our readers to enjoy. We actually learn a lot on the way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and think about all of the other people who can benefit from learning this too.
Exactly. And so we hope that as you're reading these articles, you're not only learning English, but you're actually learning tips and strategies or advice to help you in your career. So why don't we get started on today's article? We're looking at page 12 of your Advanced magazine or on your electronic device. And let's look at the first column with today's reading.
Hire and retain. Tips for your career. Helpful advice for the discerning employer and employee. Making sure that new hire will be a good fit. The applicant's work history and references seem in order. But how can you be really sure they'll be a good fit? Company culture is an amorphous, almost undefinable concept for the chemistry among workers and their colleagues that evolves in sometimes unpredictable ways. When it's right, the result is a stable, productive workforce. Get it wrong, and that new hire can turn the office into a Real Housewives episode. Making sure it's right is a key focus for Joaquin Joe Warner, founder and managing director of Q Works in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Joe says his company pays particular attention to the culture issue as it plays matchmaker for client companies and mid to upper management candidates.
Well, listeners, if you're just joining us, we are looking at our career article for the month of April, and it is called Hire and Retain, Tips for Your Career. Now, before we get into the article, Carolyn, what does the word retain mean?
Retain means to keep something, to prevent something from leaving, or just to keep it in place.
Okay, good. And we will actually be talking about retention as we go through these articles today. Staff retention in the workplace is very important for employers, and we'll learn about why it is important. But our first article today for the 3rd of April, it says, making sure that new hire will be a good fit. Now, the new hire is a new employee, right? But what is a good fit, Albert?
Well, when I hear this word, I imagine just something that fits well, you know, whether it be your clothing or a college roommate, you know, you want something to be a good fit so it matches up with your personality or your character or profile or lifestyle.
Right, that's good. Yeah, we often refer to good fit through clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that jacket a good fit or is it too big or too small? And I like the example you used about a roommate, right, in college. I'm sure some people have horror stories about it not being a good fit in college. But here we're talking about the workplace.
Right, so you want to make sure that the employees that get hired are a good fit for the company's culture because each office is a little bit different in how it's run.
Right, I think if our listeners think about the different companies that they've worked for over the years, then they can see how the culture was different within each company they worked for. And that's what we're talking about in today's article. We see at the beginning here that an applicant, or somebody who's trying to apply for a job in a company, that their work history and references may seem in order. What do we mean when we talk about something being in order, Albert?
Well, when something is out of order, it's not in line or it's not what you expect it to be. It's maybe even messy. It's not meeting your expectations. But when something is in order, it's like, oh, well, this is meeting what we wanted.
Right. And often if you go for a job interview, you know, the job has certain qualifications you need to fulfill. Right. And perhaps the work history is there. So that's the experience the person has had. Perhaps they have good references and everything seems very good. But how can you be really sure they'll be a good fit? That is a good question because you may not be able to tell that from a job interview.
Right. Or especially if you're just looking at the resume. Right, just this paper or online application, it's very hard to see whether or not they'll fit in the company.
That's a good point. Well, we see that company culture is what, Albert?
Amorphous.
Yeah, that's a big word, and so we've put that in our vocabulary focus. It means having no fixed form or shape, so it can change.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that. If you think about the different companies you've worked for, the company culture within each company can be very, very different. And we go on to see that it can be undefinable. It's an undefinable concept because there's chemistry involved. There's chemistry among the workers and their colleagues that evolves in sometimes unpredictable ways. When we talk about something being unpredictable, we didn't know it was going to happen.
Right. Now, the chemistry they're talking about here is not science, right? It's not...
No liquids?
No. It's not talking about, like, oxygen particles and different different elements. This is the way that people interact, right? Whether or not they're able to get along, that type of chemistry.
Right, because usually chemistry talks about, like, the makeup of something, a substance. And here, they're not talking about, like, the actual ingredients in a material, but it's, like, the makeup of how the workers are, how they interact with each other.
I feel like Chinese has a good word for that.
Oh, what is it?
Muochi.
Oh, there
right?
we go.
Yeah, yeah. And we talk about that as chemistry, but like you said, Caroline, we often think of, you know, just different elements being involved in that, right? But here, that's what it's talking about. It says, when it's right, what happens, Albert?
The result is a stable, productive workforce. And I feel like this is really good for, you know, not only employers, but also coworkers, you know, having people that you can work well with, and there's a low turnover rate where people are not leaving and you're retaining them. It's really good for the company as a whole.
Right. It's actually quite surprising to realize that for a lot of employees, that company culture or that chemistry amongst your colleagues is actually a very important element for whether you will stay in a job or whether you will leave a job.
Right. Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable in your workplace? Well, what happens if you get it wrong, Carolyn?
Ooh, well, if you get it wrong, that new hire can turn the office into a Real Housewives episode. And if you've never seen Real Housewives, it's a TV show that's, I guess, kind of popular in the United States, but it's just a disastrous drama where people are fighting all the time. It's a lot of backbiting and gossip, and it's just not a situation that you would want to be a part of, but is maybe entertaining to watch.
Right.
Right. I haven't seen much of the show, but from what I can understand, it's just housewives who are super affluent, they're super rich, and they have a lot of time on their hands, and they like to socialize, and in that they also like to gossip, like Carolyn said, and talk about each other and plot things.
It's not a comedy.
It's...
well, maybe it is for the viewer,
comedy.
Right?
Yeah.
But it is a drama, right? Mm-hmm. So when we talk about drama, then something is not going well. There's probably not very good chemistry. There's a lot of fighting going on. And so you don't want that in your workplace because mm-hmm. you're trying to be effective, efficient, productive. And this kind of atmosphere would be counter to that, right? Well, what does Joe Werner say about having a good company culture, Carolyn?
Well, he says that his company pays particular attention to the culture issue because his company is a matchmaker for client companies and management candidates, mid to upper management.
Well, when I think of matchmaker, I'm thinking of romantic relationships.
Ooh, yeah.
Right. A matchmaker is somebody that brings the couple together.
Playing Cupid.
Right. Whether that is done unofficially, maybe through a friend or family member, or officially, there can often be companies that do that. But this is in a business setting. So what does that mean that they would be doing, Albert?
Well, they're trying to find... I guess sometimes we know them as headhunters. They're trying to find good candidates for open positions in different companies. They're like, oh, we feel like this person will be a good fit because they have come to know the companies that they represent or work for. And especially they deal with mid to upper management candidates.
Right. So for them, actually, finding the right company culture for the employee is very important.
Right. Mm-hmm. Somebody may be qualified, but maybe they won't have the same passion or goal as the company that they'll be working for.
Right. And I think this is especially important when you're hiring managers.
Ooh.
Because if there's already a certain culture established at a company and you need to hire a new manager to come in, you want a manager that's going to jive, right? Get along with that already established culture, unless, of course, that culture is very negative and needs to change.
Right.
But, like, you don't want to shock the long-term employees that have been there in a bad way.
That's good. That's really, really good. Well, how do they do that? Well, let's have a look at their next paragraph for today and find out how you can make sure the company culture is a good fit for the employee.
Extensive evaluations. It starts with a comprehensive assessment of how the company works. How are decisions made at the firm? What steps does the company take to retain employees? And for the applicants, are they comfortable collaborating with groups of people? Or do they prefer to work solo? Are they more interested in the job's potential for advancement? Or their starting salary? Reducing the odds. A lot of companies overlook their own culture and their own branding to find people that fit into that culture, Werner said. If it's not a good fit, they could do the job, but it would take a lot of emotional energy to do that job. They are either going to burn out or leave, Werner said. That means absorbing the time and expense of making a new hire sooner than expected, or possibly paying to retrain the problem employee, all while productivity lags. Some estimates put the cost of a bad hire as equivalent to a one-time annual salary. Assessing the cultural fit between company and applicant is not a perfect science, Werner acknowledged. Every person you add changes the culture, he said. Our job is to reduce the odds of a bad hire.
Well, advanced listeners, we are looking at a career article for the month of April, and today we are looking at how an employee can be a good fit in a company. Is the company culture good? Is the chemistry between the company and the employee good chemistry, or even between the co-workers within that company? Will they fit well within the company? Now, we've learned that making sure it's right, making sure it's a good key focus is part of what Hoyken Horner has kept in mind when he looks for employees to match with companies in his business Q Works. But there is a way that they go about finding out whether they will make a good fit. They do that through extensive evaluations. Well, first of all, what would be an extensive evaluation, Carolyn?
Well, it's going to be one that asks a lot of questions and gathers a lot of information.
Okay, so it probably would be a little bit more than your normal job interview. And so what do we see happens at the beginning of this paragraph, Albert?
Well, it starts with a comprehensive assessment. Now, something that's comprehensive is something that's really in-depth, complete, and includes everything that is necessary. So they really get in there and research and research.
All right, so they're learning what the company's culture is like, and they do that through a series of questions. What are some of the questions they ask, Carolyn?
Yeah, so these are questions for the company, not the person
employee
that's being hired, right? This is just for the company. They ask things like, how are decisions made at the firm? What steps does the company take to retain employees? And then they also have questions for those applying for the job.
Right. And what are the questions that they ask the applicant, Albert?
Well, such things as, are they comfortable collaborating, working with groups of people? Or, you know, some people, that's fine. They prefer to work alone, you know?
Good. Yeah. So that word collaborating, like you say, working together, you know, are they good with teamwork or are they better to do things by themselves? So that's a good question because it depends on the company's culture with regard to teamwork or being able to work by yourself. Are they more interested in the job's potential for advancement? What does that mean? Potential for advancement?
It means that they can get raises in the future. They'll be promoted, given more responsibility. Perhaps their position within the company will change and improve. Like maybe you start out as just sort of a regular employee, right, doing the regular office work, but then there's potential to become a manager or a potential to become the editor of the magazine.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Or perhaps they're asking about their starting salary, right? Will I start with a certain amount, and then how often will I get a pay rise over the years to come? That may be part of the questioning as well. Well, why are they doing all of this? They're wanting to reduce the odds. Reduce the odds of what? What do we learn in this next paragraph, Albert?
Well, a lot of times companies overlook their own culture and their own branding to find people that fit into that culture. So it's more like they forget who they are and they just find people that, oh, it seems like you would be a good fit.
It's like, oh, you're qualified to do this job, rather than thinking about how is this person's personality going to impact the rest of the company.
Right.
And as we learned earlier, you know, that chemistry that happens between employees and bosses, that actually is very important in helping an employee decide whether they want to stay within the company and also for the boss to see whether they're wanting to work with these people. Right. Mm-hmm. So here, I think it's very interesting, like you say, Carolyn, that people look at the qualifications, but they don't think about the actual culture within the company. And we learn actually in this next part, what happens if it's not a good fit? There are consequences if it's not a good fit. Albert, what do we learn?
Well, you know, they can probably, again, they could be qualified for the job, right? Mm-hmm. But it might take a lot of effort or emotional energy for the candidate itself or of other coworkers, and, you know, in the end, they might just burn out or leave. And, you know, when we say the word burn out, I mean, the phrase, it means to, you know, to stop working because you are exhausted and you're just burnt out.
Right, you're very, very tired, mm-hmm. right? Your body starts to reject what you're doing. You become ill. Perhaps you can't sleep well. You become very stressed. And so your body starts to shut down. Now, this is very interesting because we're saying that if the chemistry is not good or the company culture is not a good fit, you may be able to do your job professionally and you may be able to do it well, but in the long term, you will not do very well emotionally. You will start to perhaps even be stressed out and want to leave the company. So there are some consequences if you're not fitting well within the company culture. And actually, we go on to learn a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we learn that this takes a lot of time, right? So, and it's expensive. Mm-hmm. So making that new hire, which means you need to replace the person who is burnt out, you need to replace the person who has left, or maybe you need to retrain them so that they understand their job better and they're not so stressed at doing the tasks they're supposed to do. But productivity is going to suffer.
Right.
You're going to be wasting a lot of time in your company that could be used for working.
Right. If that employee, right from the get-go, is doing well within the company culture, the productivity will be higher. But we see that if you have to retrain that person so that they become more in line with what the company culture is, or if you need to find somebody else, either way, that is going to be a problem. Right. Actually, I think it's very interesting. In the next sentence, it says, some estimates put the cost of a bad hire as equivalent to a one-time annual salary. That's 1 year's salary.
That is a lot of money to be lost because you hired someone who doesn't fit.
So you can see why companies will pay a person like Joe to make sure right from the get-go an employee will fit well within the company.
Right, and I thought more about this sentence. I mean, it sounds amazingly high, like a shocking, right? It was surprising for me as well. But also I was thinking, like, it's not that the candidate itself is not producing anything, but mm-hmm. it's like a ripple effect because, you know, people need to train or collaborate with the new hire, and then overall it adds up to one-time annual salary. So maybe you have someone who has... who's a veteran at the company, but then they have to take time out of their work cycle to help this new person. So them not working on their own stuff costs the company money.
Right, mm-hmm. right. It could be taking them away from their productivity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hiring itself can be quite a toll, right? It can take a toll on a company because the hiring process takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Conducting interviews and screening candidates and going through all of that. Like, it takes a lot of time, which costs money.
Right, that's a very good point. And more I can see why, you know, companies will hire other firms to do this work for them.
Mm. Exactly. And so we see in this next paragraph, assessing the cultural fit between company and applicant, well, it's not a perfect science, you know. It's not, you're not going to get it perfectly correct. It's not math. We're not talking about math here. We're talking about emotions, right? We're talking about chemistry. We're talking about psychology here. And so he acknowledged this, Joe acknowledged that every person you add changes the culture as well, which is another element we haven't really talked about, that when you bring somebody new into a place, whatever they carry or their gifts or their talents, whatever, they bring that into the company as well. So what is his job? What does he finish off by saying his job is?
It is to reduce the odds of a bad hire.
And that's why we labeled this paragraph reducing the odds, because that's his job to do that. Well, of course, you know, a lot of human resource departments in companies could also learn from this as well, so that if you're not going to hire an outside company like Joe's company to do that, you could learn from this article about how important it is for a company culture to be part of a job interview, or at least establishing with a new employee who will enter the company.
Right, and I feel like this article, it's relevant to people who are not bosses or managers. You know, if you're just a worker at your company, if your boss or manager asks you for feedback regarding a potential new hire or someone who's on probation, it's really good if you give them good input or honest input.
This is also really helpful if you're applying for a job.
Ooh.
You should keep this in mind as the applicant. Does this company's culture fit your personality? When you go to your interview, you can be prepared to ask the hiring officer, whoever you're having your interview with, what is the company's culture like? You can be ready with those types of questions so you can know whether or not it's a good fit for you.
Right, that's such a really good point because, you know, I know sometimes, you know, the job market can be really tough and you would just jump at the first job opportunity. But sometimes maybe in the long run, it will save you hassle, headache, and heartache even. Like, you won't burn yourself out. You won't, like, you know, just wear yourself out when you figure out, like, oh, a month later, it's like, this is not a good fit, and you get back out.
Exactly. So there's a lot of benefits for knowing whether you will fit into a company culture before you even go into the company. Also from the employer hiring a new person, making that assessment whether this employee will fit well into the company as well. I think we've really covered just what the result can be if it doesn't fit well and why it's important to keep these things in mind in the long run. You don't want your employees burning out, and you don't want to have to rehire or retrain employees because it's not going very well. Well, we hope you've learned a lot from today's article. We have a lot more waiting for us over these next few days, so make sure you join us again tomorrow. But for now, this is Amanda
and Carolyn
and Albert
saying goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.